Eric, I want to thank you, son. I want to say how proud I am of you. I want to say how proud I am of your daddy, your family. So proud of you and your witness for Jesus Christ, your faith. This is your mama's idea. This was her project. And so I had shared with many at the funeral in Paulding. I said, if you have the opportunity to be with us on Sunday, I'm going to display this the shirt that Susie had manufactured. And of course, Brother Warren, where's Brother Warren? I just saw him. Yeah, Brother Warren remembers, I'm a whosoever. And we are lifting up that scripture today for the communion service, a very fitting service to be sure, to serve as communion. We also welcome this opportunity for communion. This is the Sunday which we gather at the altar and have an opportunity to linger at the altar in prayer as we receive the Lord's Supper and gather strength from Christ. And we certainly do. Roger, we certainly, Danny, there's Danny back there. We certainly need that strength. Carrie, God bless you. Carrie, and Eileen, I didn't see you up there. Bless your hearts. We will need to gather that strength from our Lord today. And the Lord never fails. The Lord is carrying us, Mother. The Lord is carrying us. Are there any parish notices to come before us before we begin our worship service? Again, remember in prayer the Holdens. Larry's mama passed away. The Royers, Vicky's mother passed away. So there were three funerals. We've got three families in bereavement today. And Larry, again, I'm so proud of you. He and Linda were caring for me, Karen, worrying about me this week. And wow, in a time of bereavement, looking for the care of others. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Any parish notices before we begin our time of worship? Any parish notices to come before us? Very well. Let us center our hearts for worship. Let us stand for the opening prayer. Let us pray. God of power and might, your saints have ever lived in the glory of your love. Fill us now with your grace and peace that we may know the richness of eternal life in your Spirit. Help us love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, even as we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. For only in loving do we lead lives worthy of your calling. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. God offers us eternal life. God calls us to love one another. Follow in the ways of the Lord. Oh, it must be missing. Very, very well. Worship the God of abundant love, and let us worship him from our hearts in song, the opening hymn, 170, Oh, How I Love Jesus. That is a gospel song there. Take this opportunity to welcome one another through the passing of the peace. Just give me one more. And we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Young people, I want to hand you a cross. You just pick out the one you want. There's several different colors and designs in there. You go ahead and take you one, because I want to talk to you about the cross. Got you one there? There you go. Now, the scripture today begins with the third chapter of John, and it begins with the 14th verse. For as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever... What was Susie's witness? I'm a whosoever. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that reference is to a time, and we've been over this not too long ago, Brother Warren, about the poisonous snakes. They called them fiery serpents. In one of the translations, they're called fiery serpents because apparently these things were so poisonous as they swept into the camp of the children of Israel. As Moses is trying to deliver them to the promised land, here come these poisonous serpents called fiery serpents. And to rid them of poison, God did a divine thing. The divine power of God is the story about the power of God is the point. He had Moses fashion this brazen image of a serpent, and God was in this thing to direct it to be lifted up so that when the eyes of the people looked to this brazen serpent, that then they were rid of the poison, the fiery poison that was killing them. And so it was God at work saving his children. So this was another message of salvation as the children of Israel journeyed those 40 years in the wilderness. Now, the reference, though, in the New Testament, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness to bring healing to the people, to rid them of poison, so, even so, must the Son of Man be lifted up. And you have your crosses. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. That is a reference to the cross. And when we look to the cross, and you have yours as a symbol to take home with you today, when we lift up our eyes to the cross, we see on the cross the fullest expression of the divine love of God. And it's the divine love of God that saves the world. So trusting in Jesus, and of course, Roger, Susie, your wife's witness went on to the next verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever... I'm a whosoever, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So what we want to do above all things, we want to always look to the cross, look to the love of God, for it is the love of God that is a saving love. Why don't we make a circle right here? You know, I'm just going to have you just hold hands with me right here. How about this? We can just do this right here, folks. Hold hands and we'll, here you go ahead. There you go. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this fullest expression of your love. Jesus upon the cross of Calvary. That there the Lord himself, the Lord, gave his life as a sacrifice that we might be cleansed of sin and have the blessed assurance of life eternal. Thank you for that love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, children. Now, who am I going to get? Who's going to? I had my older acolytes today. I was teasing them when I couldn't resist. You know, I asked them if they remembered. Was it so long ago that they did that? Would I have somebody? Katie, would you want to help old Greg out? Will you want to help Greg out? Why don't you help Greg out? Oh, here's the microphone. I lost the microphone. Oh yeah, you're going to get a sucker too. Thank you, Dick. I did forget, and I always have, I have Dave come up. What was that, buddy? Come on up, Dave. Well, I didn't, but I thought you were wanting a sucker too, so I was going to. He's going to help me in a little bit, though. Dave's going to help me in a little bit with the communion. Oh, you get two. I'm sorry, son. Excuse my poor hospitality. Let me explain to you. You get two. You get to keep one, and you get to hand one away. And you tell them about this love of Jesus. You just say, God loves you. All righty. Or whatever you want to say to them. That's your business. The witness you give. Susie's witness was, I'm a whosoever. By the way, Crossroads is practicing today after the 11:11 service. We're starting rehearsals for a ministry we're going to be doing at Trinity Friends in August. And the band members are getting their shirts out, Roger. They're getting their shirts out to wear to that. Katie, you do get two. Go ahead. Thank you, Katie. And you children may return to your pews, and I'm going to have Katie have the microphone. And again, let me extend hospitality to him, Katie, and explain what this is. Joys and concerns. And by the way, there's a visitor's card there in the pews. If you want to take a moment, fill that out. If you put your telephone number on there, you're going to get a call from me. Because when the ushers come by here in just a little bit for the morning offering, as we serve the Lord through our tithes and through our offerings, just pop that little visitor's card in that plate. And the ushers never fail, do they, Harold? They always get me those. And thank you, brother, for yours. Wonderful. Thank you. So I will be sure to get back with you by way of that telephone number. Now, again, this is the joys and the concerns. If you have a joy, for instance, it could be a birthday announcement, perhaps a wedding anniversary. It could be a testimony of how this Lord of love is strengthening you. You want to lift that up, lift that joy up. It could be a concern. Maybe somebody you love sick. You want to alert us to that so we can pray for them. Raise your hands. Joys or concerns? Katie's going to bring you the mic. Joys or concerns?
Some of you know Taylor's been on a road since April, when we found out that she had to have some stuff fixed in her hip. And when we had that appointment before her surgery, the doctor said she would be done with activities for 4 to 6 months, which when you're 17 and you're coming up to your senior year, that is a devastating blow.
That's a bunch.
I think we cried for the whole hour and a half trip home.
Sure,
I think we had chocolate that day, didn't we, Vicky? So she had her surgery right at the end of April, and she started physical therapy the middle of May, and we talked to him, the doctor at that time, is there any way that she could be ready beforehand? And he said, she's got to pass this sports test. Well, I am happy to say that this week my daughter passed the sports test, and she has her whole senior year back. So I'm very proud of her.
Fantastic. Fantastic, mother. That is a joy. We rejoice over that. Thank you, Mother. Wonderful news. Wonderful joy.
Well, I have great news. I'm a grandma again.
Oh, very good, Shelly.
Jared and Angie had a baby boy last Monday.
Wonderful.
8 pounds, 6 ounces, 21 inches long. His name is Elijah Glenn.
Mother, that's wonderful. Shelly, that's just wonderful, grandmother. That's just wonderful. Wonderful. I like that name. Thank you, Shelly. Any other sharings, joys or concerns? Any other sharings? Katie will bring you the mic. Any more? Well, let us give a thanks to the Lord for Katie. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, young lady. And we turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, you made us. You know us. You know our needs. Good Shepherd, you know your flock. You know the three families in this flock are going through bereavement this day. And again, as is portrayed through the art of the church, you are the Good Shepherd. You carry your lambs when we don't have the strength to take a step, Lord God. And I have witnessed this past week with these three families in bereavement. I've seen you carry your sheep, Lord God. You are a good and a loving shepherd. You lay down your life for the sheep. I'm a whosoever, says Susie. And now her reward is with you at the feet of Jesus as these loved ones who place their trust in you. All of the families have that blessed assurance. Continue, Lord, to remind us. Speak to our hearts. Heal us. Carry us, Good Shepherd. Strengthen us for your service. Deepen our faith, loving God, as we lift up from our hearts the prayer that Jesus, the Lord, invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Again, it is a great blessing to have Juanita with us today, and Harold, Brother Harold. And so Juanita is going to accompany us as we stand now for this hymn of preparation for this Lord's Supper. 618, let us break bread together. Let us stand together. Amen. You may be seated. Beautiful. Beautiful. What a beautiful way to meditate and prepare for the Lord's Supper. I want to turn now again to the scripture that we actually began with our children here just a few moments ago. We want to continue with this. And by the way, Brother Warren, Brother Harold, I had to use the King James Version today. I'm a whosoever, right? Right, you are, Roger, King James Version. And thus we lift it up from the King James Version. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. A lot of folks are surprised when they learn that Lee Marvin, by the way, how many of you have had the privilege of visiting the Arlington Cemetery? Arlington Cemetery. Well, a lot of folks are surprised, Harold, when they discover actor Lee Marvin is buried there, Larry, right alongside 3- and 4-star generals. Some have even expressed that they are offended by that. However, little do they know that at a time when many actors were brought into the armed services to be protected in the rear echelons and paraded out in front before cameras to raise funds for war bonds, which was a very good cause indeed, amen, good cause. Not with Lee Marvin. He was a Marine who served at Iwo Jima and received and was awarded the Navy Cross, only one medal higher than that, Harold, and that's the Medal of Honor. So that was the character of the actor we thought we knew, huh, Larry? We thought we knew. And yet, he goes on to express in his life's journey, he shared the witness that it was the sergeant that he served under who was the true hero. This witness unfolded on a Johnny Carson Tonight Show. How many of you remember Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show? Man, I remember those. So old Johnny's interviewing him, and he says, Lee, a lot of our viewers would be surprised to know that you were one of the Marines on the initial landing at Iwo Jima. You went on to be awarded the Navy Cross as well as being wounded in that battle. Yeah, he said, Johnny, I was shot. He said, now the medal came, he said, because of I helped to secure a location halfway up that mountain, Suribachi. It was a hot spot. So he said, I secured that. And sure enough, he said, yeah, I got shot. He said, but Johnny, he said, now let me just tell you, the real hero in that battle was the sergeant that I had the privilege of serving under. And he said, by the way, he said, the only bad thing about me getting shot on a mountain was the guys getting shot, trying to haul me back down. He said, but it was our sergeant who was the real hero. He said, Johnny, I'm telling you, that guy stood on Red Beach. He said, protecting his men, he stood on Red Beach, bullets flying, mortar shells falling everywhere. He deliberately lifted himself up on that beach to be the prime target, drawing enemy fire so that his boys could get safe across that beach. And Johnny, it wasn't just on one occasion that Sergeant Keeshan did this. Again and again, he said, Johnny, that was the bravest man I ever knew. We were awarded the Navy Cross on the same day, and the way he earned his made mine look cheap. Bravest man I ever knew. So he said, Sergeant Keeshan, I have been lifelong friends ever since. Well, that is somebody that you look to as a friend, isn't it? Someone willing to give their life for you? Someone who lifts themselves up to draw the enemy fire, right? To be the sacrifice so that you will live? That's somebody I want for a friend, John. And that Sergeant Keeshan, by the way, received a promotion, if you will, beyond the Navy Cross For we know him and the world knows him. Tim, give the picture. Baby boomers, you recognize him? That tough old Marine, Sergeant Bob Keeshan, became to us Captain Kangaroo. Now that's a friend, someone who will give their life in exchange for your safety, for you. And what a friend we have in Jesus. Susie trusted her whole life, Roger, to her Lord, to our Savior. Danny found Mama's message that she had sent to her cell phone, Danny. This was from her computer. I want to lift this up. This was the scripture that Susie had just been going over. Jeremiah 29, the 11th verse. Again, you know it well. You know it. For I know, the Lord says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Emailed to herself, Danny writes, on 6/30/14 with the picture saying, accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. I'm a whosoever. For as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, his only begotten, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten. So loved the world. The cross is the fullest expression of the love of our Creator God, who had a plan for salvation. To be lifted up, to draw the poison of sin of all time and all the world and all creation upon himself, a sacrifice. And that is our blessed hope. I'm a whosoever, Roger, I'm a whosoever. And we shall live in Christ now and forevermore because Jesus paid it all. On that cross, as he would lift it up before that cross, at the Last Supper, he had taken the bread and he had given thanks and he shared of the cross. He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to us, his disciples, saying, drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now, you don't have to be a member of this church. You don't have to be a United Methodist. For that matter, we embrace an open table fellowship. The Creator is the creator of all that is. Every man, woman, and child upon the face of this planet, God wants to know his love. So you are invited to come to the table to receive the love of God in the sacrifice of our Savior, Jesus Christ, through the Lord's Supper. The ushers will assist you down here. Don't be scared if you're a visitor. Don't be anxious. Great hospitality here. They'll help you down here where you'll have a moment at the altar of the Lord to receive the elements, and then they will help you back to your pews. So don't be anxious. Just say yes to the greatest love that the world has ever known. At this time, the ushers will assist us as we prepare for communion. Juanita. body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Loving Lord, everything we do in response to the one who first loved us, Jesus, who took upon the sins of the world on that old rugged cross, and in love he gave his life, that we might have life, life abundant, life eternal. Ama whosoever, Lord, thanks to your grace, may we continue in your service for your glory, we pray. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Go now in peace, and may the bread of heaven nourish your souls unto everlasting life. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Go now in peace, and may the light of the world shine on your pathways and in your hearts forever. Amen. the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Go now in peace, and may you ever walk in the way of life and truth in Christ. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance. Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, so there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Go in peace. And may the voice of the Good Shepherd be your comfort in sorrow and your guide in happiness. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Go now in peace, and may the true light shine into your minds with the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Don is the founding dean of our old school, you and mine, brother. Van Bogart Dunn. He said, everything we do, Warren, everything we do in the church, we do in response to the one who first loved us. This is the one we follow. This is the one we serve. Let us serve the King of Kings through our morning tithes and offerings. Let us pray together. Bountiful God, your word bears the fruit of hope and grace. Your ways lead to fullness of life. May today's offering bear fruit in our world through our gifts. May the weak and the needy find justice. May the widow and the orphan find support. And may the afflicted find solace. Amen. And now we embrace the message of this closing hymn, a gospel message, 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
As we close the service this morning, I want to give a heartfelt thanks for the Holden family, for the witness in their time of bereavement, the Royer family, for the witness in their time of bereavement, for the Baxa family, for their witness today of Jesus Christ. Now may that love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.